Paddington, A Day at the Seaside and Other Stories by Michael Bond. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
One morning, Mr. Brown tapped the barometer in the hall.
It looks as if it's going to be a nice day. How about a trip to the sea?
Yes! Brilliant!
Well...
Splendid idea!
In no time at all, the house was in an uproar. Mrs. Bird started to cut a huge pile of sandwiches while Mr. Brown got the car ready. Jonathan and Judy searched for their bathing suits, and Paddington went up to his room to pack. An outing which involved Paddington was always a business. He insisted on taking all his things with him. As time went by, he had acquired lots of things. As well as his suitcase, he now had a smart weekend grip with the initials PB inscribed on the side and a plastic carrier bag for the odds and ends. For the summer months, Mrs. Brown had bought him a sun hat. It was made of straw and very floppy. Paddington liked it. By turning the brim down, he could make it several different shapes. And it was really like having several hats in one.